Welcome to FSC University Glorification in Book 4, Lesson 190. Why my love for God? Why I obey him? If you look back at 189, we talked about God's love, who he is as a person and what agape love means, how supernatural it is, how nobody can do it unless it's him in us doing it. Now we're looking at why I obey God. It's not because I have rules to follow. It's not like other religious worldviews where there are guidelines and requirements, like those guys riding around on bicycles in black ties, or people flying airplanes into buildings, where there are things you need to do in order to demonstrate, works that you do to demonstrate that you're aligned with that religion, with the leader of, or founder of that religion. Christianity is completely different. The reason you obey God is simply because you love him. So we're looking at this, just like in a relationship with your parents, we're looking at this now in terms of what motivates you. Why would you want to obey him? So let's start that off when you look at the screen by looking at the bottom of the screen and answering the question, why it is that God's will that I should obey him? Look what he says in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 12. Whom the Lord loves, he corrects, just as a father, the son in whom he delights. It's talking about how God loves you so much that he wants to mold you to be more and more like himself. So he corrects you along the way. This is what a real father does who loves his son or his daughter. So let's take a look now for us on our side. What motivates me to want to obey God? Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. It says this, for the love of Christ constrains us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. So in other words, when we come to Christ, when he actually justifies us and we become a child in his family, you know what our first thought is? It's no longer about me. The reason I want to obey him is because I cannot believe what he's done for me, that he has rescued you, give me eternal life and a relationship with God the Father, with his Father. I now am in a union with him. And so I don't want to live for myself anymore. I'm sick and tired of trying to be me and trying to achieve all I can be. I want to live for him because I love him so much. So let's break this down some more. Let's look in the Old Testament a little bit on this idea of loving God is why you obey him. In the Psalms, here's what he says, to connect my heart with God, to fervently desire him. So let's take a look at how David explains this in Psalm 91. In Psalm 91, in verses 14 to 16, here's what he says. Because he has set his love upon me. Now, this is God speaking. Because he, whether it's David or any of us, has set his love upon me. Therefore, I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. There you go. There's the love of God that he has for his children. Let's look now at Psalm 145, verses 18 to 20. Here in this psalm, here's what it says. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He also will hear their cry and save them. The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. Again, when you connect your heart with him, when you love him fervently, which is what happens when he enters your life, God is absolutely committed to you. He loves you dearly, and now you have a desire to obey him. So let's now go to the New Testament. This idea of why I obey him, to love and serve God just for who he is, not for what he can give me, but for who he is. It's an act of my will. Do you remember when we talked about the definition of agape love? It's a choice of the will. It's not feelings. God chose this Well, here he's saying the same thing now about you. It's an act of your will. Look at Romans 8, verse 28. We know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. So this idea of loving him, it's not feelings here. It's literally deciding that's what I'm going to do. In 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 to 3. Now concerning things offered to idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffs up, but love edifies. Interesting word. When it says knowledge puffs up, that means knowledge makes arrogant, but love edifies. It builds up others. Here's verse 2. If anyone thinks that he knows anything, he knows nothing, yet as he ought to know. But if anyone loves God, this one is known by him. Big difference. To actually know God literally means you have a love relationship with him, not that you're really smart and you figured out how to debate someone, how to explain or articulate a situation within the Bible, how to show yourself smart in scripture. That has nothing to do with a relationship with God. When you love him, he loves you back. A gift you have might be teaching and you can explain, but the key is love. The key is I obey him because I deeply love him. And then let's take a look at this idea of love being to love and to serve my neighbors. And we do that. Why? We do it because we love him, and that's what he calls us to. In Matthew 22, when he goes and he's talking about this whole idea of loving and serving, in Matthew 22, verse 35, here's what it says. The scribes went to him and asked him what was the first commandment. In verse 35, it says, one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, testing him, saying, teacher, what is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. In other words, of the 613 laws you'll find in the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Old Testament, all of them hinge on these two, loving the Lord your God, loving your neighbors yourself. Those are the demonstrations of why you obey him, because you love him so much. There's an attached video from Inspiring Philosophy, just an excellent philosophical teacher, Michael Jones, who does some great videos to help us. He talks about why there's no proof of God. And in this video, he goes more in depth as well on this whole idea of loving him. This is lesson 190 for FSC University.